What happens after the most significant event in human history? I'm Chris Montgomery, senior pastor at Fraser Church in Montgomery, Alabama, and welcome to Fraser 365. Today we're in a study called Victory, a journey from the cross to Pentecost. Our prayer is that through God's Word, you'll come to a greater knowledge today of what it means to be a disciple of Christ and live in the victory of His resurrection power.
Welcome to Day 22 of From the Cross to Pentecost. Today's devotional is The Reason for Hope and Faith. Brian Harbour said, "The resurrection of Jesus is the keynote of the Christian faith. Were it not for the resurrection of Christ, we would have no faith." Today's text is 1 Peter 1, 20-21. "He was foreknown before the foundation of the world, but was made manifest in the last times for the sake of you, who through him are believers in God, who raised him from the dead and gave him glory, so that your faith and hope are in God." Some thoughts on today's passage. This passage is part of Peter's larger encouragement to believers, urging them to rejoice in their salvation and to live holy lives in their relationship with Christ. In these two verses, Peter emphasizes that God chose Jesus before the foundation of the world. This proves that God had a plan for salvation through Christ even before creation. Peter states that this plan was revealed in the last times, which refers to the period of Christ's incarnation, death, and resurrection. This underscores the significance of Jesus' life, death, and resurrection as his manifestation to the world. Peter underscores the importance of belief in God, specifically through Jesus Christ. He communicates that faith is anchored in the resurrection of Jesus, which showcases his victory over death and leads to an empowering reality for believers. Brian Harbour outlines 1 Peter 1:20 as follows. "Manifested means to make or become visible. This Jesus who pre-existed eternally with the Father was made visible on this earth." When did that happen? It happened in the incarnation, when God became flesh and dwelled among us. What does it mean to us today that Jesus appeared on this earth, that he was incarnated into human flesh? It means simply this: Jesus is available. He is not separated from us across the chasms of infinity. He is not just up there. He is not just back there. He is here. He is available. In the pre-existence of Jesus and in the incarnation of Jesus, God had a special purpose in mind. The purpose God had for Jesus from the beginning and the fulfillment of that purpose in the incarnation was not just to dazzle man, but to redeem man. That's why Peter ended verse 20 by saying, "For your sake." Everything God has done has been for man's benefit, to bring us back into fellowship with him. Robert Mounts explains the significance of 1 Peter 1:21. "It is through Christ that we are able to believe in God. Early in the life of the Jerusalem church, Peter had boldly declared before the ruling elders of Judaism, 'There is no other name under heaven given to men by which we must be saved.' Acts 4:12. He is the true and living way." John 14:6. That he was not merely human was proven by the fact that God raised him from the dead. This great event is the keystone of the Christian faith. Someone is said to have asked Tolstoy, the Russian novelist, how to start a new religion. His answer: have yourself crucified and rise again on the third day. God also glorified his son. He exalted him to the highest status and gave him a name above every name. In due time, all shall bow before him and confess his universal sovereignty. See Philippians 2, 9-11. All of this is so that our faith and hope might be in God. It is the incarnation, sinless life, and bodily resurrection of Jesus Christ that is our reason for hope and faith. God reveals himself in so many ways that the only correct option is to put our faith in who he is and live with assured hope because of all that he has done. Some questions to consider. Why is it essential that Jesus makes himself known? How is your faith strengthened through his manifestation? And finally, in what ways is your hope in the future connected to all that Christ has done in the past? Thanks for joining us today.